If the Lord would help me for a little while tonight, I want to continue our study in the second chapter of the book of Philippians. We tried our best this morning to talk about the pattern that the Savior has left us. I didn't deal with the humility, but I did mention the humility. And he left us a pattern for success, a pattern for sweetness, and a pattern for steadfastness, and a pattern for shining. I want to be successful as far as God in his eyes. Would y'all agree with me tonight? But I like to break down the verses and unpack the text and look and see what luggage God's packed for us in verse 12. Look with me. He says, wherefore, he said, he's talking about every knee bowing, every tongue confessing that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Then he says, wherefore, my beloved, that word that connects us, the beloved of the Lord, the brethren of God. He said, notice he's talking about an obedient conduct. He said, as ye have always obeyed. Notice he's talking about a persistent obedience. Every single person in this room would admit with me today that there's a certain way a man ought to conduct himself in the house of God. I don't believe we'd have no argument that a man and a woman are to conduct themselves certain ways around this altar. They are to conduct themselves a certain way when they even get on the church property. But can I say today that we are to conduct ourselves as child of God because we are a part of the beloved and we are the beloved. And so we are to conduct ourselves in a godly manner because the gospel has had an impact and changed us and made us a new creature. And therefore out at Walmart and down at Eagles, amen, and at the house with nobody's around, I wonder, do you still act like a Christian when your mama's, amen, in the bed and you're getting on that internet? I just wonder right then, are you acting like a Christian when nobody's around and nobody's looking and nobody on earth is taking score? There's a holy God that lives on the inside of you. Ye are the temple of the living God. I remember in the old church, we used to probably from about right here over, and the fence was on the wall. One time they came by and spray-painted graffiti all over the wall, busted some windows out, left fingerprints on the windowsill. I called the police department. They come, did their little dusting thing, said they didn't get nothing. My goodness, I could have got more than that with one of them kits from the Toys R Us. Amen. And I could see it myself. I could have put baby powder on it and took a clear piece of tape and got a fingerprint. They said, well, we couldn't get no fingerprint, ain't got nothing. We don't know who it was. And I said, well, I can tell you probably who it was. It's probably the man that lived right beside of us. I don't know if y'all remember that. And I thought, man, how can they disgrace the house of God? And it seemed like it has no fear. But yet the Lord spoke to my heart and says, you think that's something? What about everybody coming to church that sits on the pew and I inhabit their life, and they just disgrace the temple that I live in? For he's not a God that dwell in temple made by hand, but we and ye are the temple of the living God. There ought to be a certain conduct. I'm telling you, we live to see a day when you can take the church and the world and put them in the same tote sack, shake them up, dump them out, and you can separate them to save your life. But there ought to be a difference between the world and the church. The world's got church and the church has got worldly. Somebody say amen. There ought to be some. He said, I noticed there's a persistent obedience. He said, ye have always obeyed. Do y'all know who this crowd is? Y'all, I don't know if we remember. Y'all remember how this Philippian church that he loves so much? It's one of his favorite churches. I reckon he's darted a bunch of them. He can have favorites if he wants to. This crowd made up a bunch of old Gentile thugs. Yeah. Got a few Jews in there. And made up of women and men. Y'all remember when he went down there by the riverside and there's prayer want to be made? And they're supposed to have 10 men to have a Jewish synagogue. They didn't even have 10 men. There's a bunch of women down by the prayer time, down by the river praying. And God opened her heart. She attended to the words and ended up getting saved. Paul and Silas got thrown in jail. Hey, and God shook the jail and shook the Philippian jailer's heart. Hallelujah. Saved that crowd. And this church is made up of a bunch of people that were on death row. Hey, God can. And he done it with this church. They didn't know nothing about tithing. And he's saying, boy, y'all gave and you gave and you gave some more. And then you gave some more. And he got on that Corinthian church. He said, y'all know the law. Y'all know how to give. And that old Macedonian crowd is giving more than they even know how to give. He said they gave theirselves. Man, there's a conduct that is persistent. He said, you always obey. But then notice this, there's places of their obedience. He said, preacher, you know, when I first got saved, they said, well, you know, that church stuff's good at church. But you're taking this thing too far. Might be some in here don't. Thanks, preacher, takes it too far. Might be some of y'all thinks your spouse takes it a little too far. Might be some in here thinks, well, that worship's all right, but you ain't got to go on like that. Wait just a minute. Down there at the VIP, they doing line dances. And they hollering and screaming last night, and some of them just now waking up after the drunk they pitched last night, and they hung over and got a headache, and they calling up each other and saying, boy, we had a time last night, didn't we? Let's get a group together and go do it again. And probably ain't one of them saying, you acted like a dummy last night. Probably ain't one of them saying that. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd tell you what I'd do. Just go ahead and worship God. Be like you want to be for the glory of God. He said you obey God everywhere. Your obedience says known abroad. He have always obeyed. But looking at this, he said, notice the places of their obedience. Not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He says, whether I'm with you or whether I'm not with you, I just want to let you know, I know that you are obeying God. There is an obedient life. There is an obedient life because of the gospel that they've heard preached and received. So there's a persistence in obedience. A place of obedience. And then notice there's a pitifulness of obedience. He said this. He said, work out your own. I don't know about y'all. I'm telling you, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. There's a pitifulness. In other words, I'm pitiful to do it in myself. But I'm glad I didn't have to start it. He put it in me. And I'm just working it out of me. I'm just yielding myself. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm pitiful. In other words, I'm not pitiful to be, oh, poor little Shane, but I'm pitiful because I recognize I'm weak in myself. I don't have the strength to live for God, but I sure am glad he put it in me. And if I just submit to the desire that I already have, see, when I got saved, he gave me everything I needed to get saved. He gave me faith that I didn't have, gave me repentance that I couldn't get, that I couldn't come up with. He gave me real repentance, gave me real conviction. Do y'all realize a man can't repent unless he's convicted, and a man can't get convicted without the Holy Ghost? And it takes God to convict a man, and it takes God to grant man repentance, and it takes God to grant man faith. And God gave us all of that, but he just didn't give us all we needed for life. He gave us all we needed for godliness. He put in us a desire to want to live right. Somebody said, preacher, I don't do right all the time. Well, I understand that. Nobody else does neither. But if you don't have a desire to do right, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for your salvation. There ought to be a heart thing, a change of heart. Amen. God help us. Hey, listen to this. He said, notice the pitifulness, but then notice their performance. Look what he said. He said, work it out with fear and trembling. Recognize who's in control. Notice this, what he's saying. And they said, not only do we see the obedient conduct because of the gospel, we see the outsourcing of this conduct. See, look what it says. I like this. I love the hound out of this. Look at verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. You know the source of strength that helps me to be obedient? You know the specifics of obedience, the desire and the doing ability. You know where that came from? See, Duke Pyre can't do a lot of things, so they outsource it. Hey, I remember when I was at UPS, they was talking about logistics. And one of their new slogans back yonder was all logistics services. Well, they didn't do it all, but they outsourced it. I'm going to tell you right now, I can't live a Christian life. And if you're trying to do it, ain't no wonder you get defeated. I'm going to tell you what you need to do is yield and let the Holy Ghost do it for you. We need to quit grieving the Spirit, quit quenching the Spirit, quit hindering the Spirit, and just yield to the Spirit and let God do it through us. It's a good day in your life. You know what the word yield in Romans 6 is? It's trading in the self life for the God life. The self-centered life for the God-centered life. You know what you do when you come to a yield sign? When you come up to a yield sign, you're giving right way to somebody else. You know what you're doing when you're yielding? You're giving right away to somebody else. Woo, I'm running today. Hey, you're yielding the authority and the right away to somebody else. Amen. Preacher, preach on. God, help us to realize we can't. We're going to get numb to some things if we don't recognize that it's the Holy Ghost that convicted us. It's the Holy Ghost that brought us. It's the Holy Ghost that enables us. God does all that. It's got to be God that does it. Amen. Quit trying to figure it out yourself. You're going to bang your head against the wall. We're going to come by there and you're going to be in a straitjacket. You're going to drive yourself crazy. I'm going to tell you, preachers drive yourself crazy trying to do it yourself. I had it in my mind, I was going to preach on prayer. I'm telling you, I've done beat my head against the wall too many times. I ain't doing it. I said, Lord, I'm going back to Philippians. Hey, you know why? We can shine like we need to shine and stay sweet and stay steadfast if we realize it's the power of the gospel and the power of the Holy Ghost that does it for us. An obedient life is a result of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's evidence that the wind's blowed in your life. Thank God when everything about you is moving with the wind. Not moving, not dead to yourself, but moving with the wind. I like it when the wind blows in my life. Hallelujah. Notice this, what he said. I like this in verse number 14. The outstanding example. He noticed the command. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. I dealt with that this morning, so let me move to the next verse. That's the command. In other words, he doesn't say, hey, if everybody else is griping, you can gripe too. He said, do all things. It ain't your job. Mama used to say it like this, Romans 14:12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. It ain't up to you to clean somebody else's life. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord. My God, fresh in from heaven. Preach on prayer. Fresh in from glory. You know what? It would be a good day. Everybody look up here. Great, thank you, Lord. Woo! Special edition. Hey, man! Shut the TV down. Here's a commercial you need to listen to. Thank God. Preacher, hey, man. Here's what you need. It'd be a good day in your life when you realize you preach the truth and you teach the truth and you let it go, because you're going to get out of fellowship trying to straighten somebody else out. Woo! It'd be a good day for you to realize you got yourself to give account to. Amen. You lead them right. You shine bright. You be the salt you ought to be. You stay sweet. You tell them the truth in love. And then leave it alone. Walk on and serve God. Let God have it. Amen. If you don't do it, you're going to get out of fellowship. If you don't do it, it's going to wreck your marriage. It'll ruin your home. Hey, if they got a mind of their own, it's going to take God to do it. Woo! Good day to stay in fellowship when you recognize and you realize it's Him that does it. Hey, man, don't compromise. Don't get cold on God. Don't let your life get contaminated. Preach the truth, live the truth, and let her lay. Lay it down. Go on with it. Leave it alone. Quit trying to fix it. Don't get mad because they ain't doing right. Hey, man, just love on God. Stay sweet. Stay steadfast. Amen, preacher. Is everybody with me? Boy, I'm telling you, if y'all can see what I see. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Do all things without murmurs and disputings. Just serve God. Just do what you're supposed to do. You know what you got to do? Surrender. Yield. We make this thing too hard. Quit getting in God's way. Why? I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to do. Get out of the passenger seat. Climb back in the trunk and roll around with a tire tool and thank God for the ride.
Amen.
You ain't got to know where you're going.
Right.
It's the Lord leading you.
Amen.
I mean, you can let Him hold on to your hand and lead, and He's going that way, and you just shout and wave at everybody and say, Lord, I'm good. Hey, it's the Lord that leads us.
Amen.
Quit trying to figure it all out.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you'll stay sweet if you'll listen to me tonight. You'll be steadfast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shine on, church.
Amen.
Thank God. Stay sweet. Amen. How, preacher? Because obedient life is a direct result. My character change is a direct result of the new creature that I am. I have obeyed the gospel. I have surrendered to the Holy Ghost. And now my job is simply to do something for His glory. How do I do that? Well, I need to do all things. Whether they do or not, whether they listen or not, whether they get mad or not, whether quit listening to 92.5, whether they do or not, quit listening to 98.9. Boy, if y'all could see what I see, there's little bubbles popping up over people's head. It's like billboards in here. Amen. Quit listening to 101.9. And 101.1, 93.3, and 93.7, 95.1, and 96.1, and 90, hey, and all that other stuff. It'd do you good, burn that mess. Amen, preacher. Woo! Ronnie Millsap ain't never helped you, but a honey bucket from heaven will. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. That's exactly right. Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart and all that other crowd, if they want to quit, let them quit. But thank God, listen, I will tell you this, they ain't quit yet. They've been kicked, beat up, smacked down, hurt. I don't agree with them. There's a lot of things they do, I don't. But I'll say this, they still singing. And they still preaching, amen. Well, I got everybody mad now, it's the truth. I ain't going to let the PTL affect me. Jim Baker and Tammy Faye. I'm telling you, Mary Kay's about bankrupt after Tammy Faye got right with God and quit putting on layers of makeup. Is everybody with me? It's all right. Don't worry about that crowd. So what? They got diamond bracelets around their neck. That don't make a hill of beans. How's that going to affect you? Don't let it bother you. Go on, serve God. Go on, serve God. Don't get to that crowd where you look haughty and you look down and, boy, I'm telling you what, we got King James Bible on here. Oh, yeah. We know what it is to worship. Amen. We sing the old time song. And if you don't watch it, that stuff becomes an idol to you.
Yeah.
Is everybody with me? I'm glad he is the word. And you can't make too much of the word. But if you don't watch it, that old breadback church hymnal can become an idol when all you do is brag about you being the only one right. Is everybody okay?
Yes, sir. That's good.
Well, we keep our hair long and our dresses are longer. I wish everybody else, you can't make them right. Quit worrying about it. Just go on, serve God. Half of the world ain't going to raise their kids godly. Just serve God anyhow. Don't worry about it. Folks that say they love God, you might catch them doing something. Are you going to quit? You going to quit because you see them over and hugged up somebody? You just going to throw the towel in and quit? Just quit coming because they half come to church? Well, I'm just going to half come, faith and come. Well, you can find somebody live about half wicked like you do and get an excuse to lay out of church if you want. Or you can find somebody to hook your wagon to and go on, serve God. Amen. I'm going to hitch my wagon to the morning, bright morning star. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to live for Jesus. I don't want to be mad at everybody else because they ain't. Everybody say amen. We got a command, do all things without murmurings and disputings. I better go on, verse 15. I'd like to preach here about another 30 minutes, an hour. That ye may be blameless and harmless. That's the cause. Blameless is toward God. Harmless is toward man. He said, if you'll just do what you ought to do, you'll be blameless and harmless. Y'all with me? Hey, some people do right and they harm other people when they do it. Don't be a smart aleck. It ain't never okay to be. God don't like ugly people. And I ain't talking about facial features. I'm talking about attitudes. What would it have been if Elijah would have got over there and he's about ready to quit and ready to die, and God come over there and made him a birthday cake, and Elijah said, I don't like that kind. I tell you what the Lord let him do. Go ahead and be in the mess you're in then. Go ahead and help yourself in. But I'm glad he didn't do it. He rose up and ate it. I tell you what God did. You didn't complain about that, and you didn't deserve it. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you nothing. I'm going to tell you, it's better than them honey buns, Jerry. Hallelujah. I'm talking about he went in the strength of them, what he ate for 40 days. That's better than the MRE. Are y'all with me today? That's better than them special forces MREs. I got one of them. Y'all ought to try one of them. I'm telling you, them regular MREs got Skittles in them. I don't know about them Skittles, but them things will last for about 2-3 years shelf life. There's something bad in them things. And I can tell you that, brother, it takes about one of them to go so many days. One of them special forces, one, they got twice as much everything in them. Woo! I'm talking about it's better than that, Brother Chris. I'm talking about God gave him some spiritual nutrition. If you're poor today, you'd be better off to be materially poor rather than spiritually poor. You've been blessed beyond measure, and we ought to bless his name for it. There's a cause that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. Amen. Be who you are. You want God's children. Why? Because there's a crowd looking. I dealt with that most of this morning. But there's a crowd looking. Who's looking? The crooked nation. Who's looking? The church kids. Who's looking? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's a contrast. The nation is perverse and the nation is dark. But here's the contrast. You just shine as lights. You just keep doing what you ought to do. Hey, you've got a capability of shining. Why? Because God put a light bulb in you. God put inside every person a honey bucket. Put a little honey bag in there. I love preaching on that honey. Do y'all know that honey is vegetables? If you look it up in the dictionary, it's vegetable juice. So all you kids, when your mama says you need to eat your vegetables, just say, break out the honey, mama. Preacher said it. Amen. And every one of them bees that collect that honey, they got a little bag in there. And you know what that honey will do? It'll cause infection to get out and healing to start. Do you know some of the first things? Do you know they uncovered some of Pharaoh's tombs and they found the frankincense gone before the gold was? And then they found the gold gone. And then after all them years, the honey was still good. Boy, what you talking about? I'm going to tell you, you're fighting all these allergies, get you some honey. It'll help you out. Thank God. Honey will help you. Talk like you ought to talk. Walk like you ought to walk. It causes the juices to flow and healing to start. Hey, it's got medicinal purposes. Oh, God, help us today. What we need is honey, not vinegar. Somebody say amen. You say, preacher, I'm going to tell you. See, God's got a crowd watching us. This crooked world's watching us. The church is watching us. How are we going to do it? I said it this morning. Going to hold forth the word of life so we can run like we ought to. So we can thank God, work like we ought to. We can worship like we ought to. We can rejoice like we ought to. And Paul said, I tell you what, just hearing about you makes me want to rejoice. I know you're rejoicing about me, and I'm rejoicing about you. You say, preacher, what kind of light should we ought to? Well, I reckon what kind of light we ought to be. Only kind of light I want to be is that, like that LED light right down here. That LED light, Brother Doug, don't have an on-off switch. For some odd reason, it's hooked straight, safety purposes. At the bottom of the steps, it can be dead dark, outside and inside. That thing's always on. As far as I know, it's been burning since we've been in this church building and ain't never went out yet. Are y'all getting this today? I want to be that kind of light. I want to be them don't have an off switch. You know one of them, it's mad because everybody ain't out. I'll tell you what the devil's got. The devil's got wants you to have a dimmer switch. There's a lot of lights in the world. I want to be a burning and a shining light. John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. You know you can take one candle and light 10,000 candles and that candle still have power to shine. That's amazing to me. I didn't even realize that. The average size candle, you can light 10,000 other candles and it still have enough light to keep on shining. And it never does dim when it shares that light. We ought to be a sharing light, shining light, a burning light. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you this, I don't want to be no Christmas lights. Blink on and off. I don't want to be no Christmas lights. Just pop on one time a year. Yeah, we got some that come around by Easter or something. We'll see some next week. We ain't seen since Christmas. I mean, I'm just glad to get them back on Easter. But I hope they quit. Are y'all with me today? I don't want to be no Christmas lights. I don't want to be no cheap flashlight neither. My wife's got an old flashlight thing ain't worth 2 cents. I can't hardly stand that flashlight. It's got this symbol on it for infinity. That thing's an infinity pile of junk is what it is. You know what you got to do to get that thing work? You got to shake the tar out of that thing. Just shake it and it'll last for a little bit. Have to shake it again and it'll last works on friction. Thank God, it don't require batteries. But I'm telling you, I don't want to be one of them kind of lights that the preacher's got to shake me Sunday morning, and then I'm back off again. I got to shake Sunday night, and I'm back off again. Got to come Wednesday. Hey, I want to be one of them that's plugged in to the fire and plugged in to the source. Amen. I don't want to be a motion light. Just come on when somebody's around. Woo! Boy, I feel like throwing this water on everybody. I'm telling you. Are y'all with me? I know some motion lights. Y'all know them. Depending on who's around, whether they own or not. I'm telling you, I was out there at Walmart. They changed the aisles now. But at the end of the dog food aisle, me and Brother Goforth, we got happy. We just fell right on the floor, right in Walmart, Far City, and had prayer meeting. Woo! God help me, I don't want to be a motion light. I want to burn bright no matter Walmart or where I'm at. Amen. I don't want to be a light with a dimmer switch. You know, that's the way the devil works. He just turns it down a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit. No, sir, I want to shine bright. I want to be on all the time. I don't want to be a dimmer switch light. I don't want to be a tail light. Only shining I do is when I'm leaving. I know people like that. They brighten up the room when they leave. Y'all know I'm. You just well say amen. They some that light it up when they come in, and you glad they there. I tell you what I want to be. I want to be one of them glow worms. I want to be one of them glow worms. Hey, you know what Moses was when he came down off the mountain? He's a glow worm. That's what he was. I mean, he had so much God on him and glory on. You know what Stephen was when he's brought to the council? He's a glow worm. Hey, I want to be one. I'm just a worm, but I want to be one that glows. Hey, thanks be unto God. Bless the Lord my soul. I learned this about lightning bugs. There's a certain thing about lightning bugs, and I ain't going to preach on them. Maybe not tonight. But there's a certain thing about them lightning bugs. All of them don't have a shiner. But do you know they can consume one of them other shiners and they can take on their shining properties? Great God in heaven. I didn't realize that, brother. Woo! Amen. They say that the lightning bug population's going dim because of the pollution of the world and because of the contamination of society. There's a lot less lightning bugs going around too. I don't want to be one of them tail lights. I don't want to be a reflector light. The only time I shine is when somebody else is around who's got God on them. Kind of lights you want to be? I want to be one of them constant lights. Brother Tony, Michael, you used to log. Brother Tony, you still log. How are we going to keep lighting? You know what you ought to do? You ought to just keep on shining, keep on lightening up. The gospel of Jesus Christ has changed your life. It has made you a new creature. Your conduct, your conversation, your character is different. Everywhere you go, the places of obedience is just about everywhere you go, at all times, whether people's present or not, you have the same obedient character. I mean, you have a desire and you have the ability to do that. And there's people observing you. There's a wicked, crooked nation out here observing you. There's a crowd out in the world observing you. But there's church folks observing you. And thank God for that reason alone, you ought to keep shining. And the right kind of light. I'm going to tell you this. Let me just stop right here and say, I don't want to be a neon light neither. They always show up in bad places. Somebody say amen. I want to be the right kind of light. Are y'all with me? Amen. Woo! I'm gonna try my best to get old brother to put a light around that cross. Y'all ain't gonna believe how it's gonna light that booger up. I'm talking about it almost looks like a backlight. You reckon it was light when Jesus got out of the grave? I guarantee you they was. There's light for there's a sun. God said there was. Hey. There's light before there's ever a star, and before there's ever a sun, and before there's ever a moon to reflect what the sun had. There was already light. I'm glad he used that light. Amen. And when the sun's done shining and put away, and God makes a new heaven and a new earth, guess who's going to be still shining? The light. Amen. I want to be like him. How am I going to do it? I cannot let my standards down. But Tony, them things that hold them things up, they're standards, ain't they? And if you let them standards down, it's dangerous. Don't let your standards down. I don't care if they do call you legalistic. You just go ahead. I'm going to tell you, you know what legalism, they're liars. The ones that use that term, they're liars. Legalism is saying, doing certain things gets me to heaven and keeps me saved. That's not, no. because we're saved, and because we're going to heaven, and because the gospel's transformed our life, and because we're yielded and the Holy Ghost uses us, because of that reason, Him, His power, His ability, by yielding to Him, by submitting to Him, by surrendering to Him, by being sweet, by being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, by shining like we ought to shine, and quit whining like we ought to, hey, like we know we've been whining, and start shining like we ought to be shining, and quit reclining. Somebody say amen. God help us. Keep the standards up. Keep them high. And we're not saying right doing gets us the glory, but because we're going to glory, we ought to do right. There ain't nothing wrong with living right. You ought to live right just because it's right. Ain't nothing wrong with living right. It ain't happy to live right. You're going to miss out on stuff. You sure will. Every STD out there, you'll miss out on the drug holes and the bar rooms. Yes, you'll miss out. You'll miss out on losing what's pure. You'll miss out on a lot. But praise God, you'll gain so much more. Right. I just want to go on record today. Say, I want to be the right kind of light. Miss Peggy, you remember in that old building? It's a dark going down into that bathroom area. We had to get them lights. Them lights were stick-up lights. They had this reputation. Didn't matter where you stick them, they'd shine. God, preach on, preacher, amen. Woo! Amen! You know what we do on Sunday? You know what we do on Sunday night? You know what we do on Wednesday? Have y'all realized that Wednesday night crowd is it's bigger a lot of times lately than Sunday morning, Sunday night? It's been amazing. It's been phenomenal. Y'all been noticing that? Boy, I've been, hey, great God. God, hey, I'm talking about God jerking the knots out of us on Wednesday night. I'm talking about, hey, man, been getting on. And brother, you know what? I want to be one of them. Don't matter where you stick me, I'm going to shine. But if I'm going to shine like I ought to shine, I've got to hit the charge port every time I get a chance. That's what we do on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. We come in here to get charged up. Yes, preaching ought to deal with sinners, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of times it's charging saints. That's the business. And I found out this, them DeWalt batteries. Anybody ever had a DeWalt battery? I bet you don't still have them. They don't last good. Milwaukee's are some of the best ones we ever had. Man, we use them drills a lot in construction. I'm going to tell you, them DeWalts, they finally got smart. They got a little button over there. It's called tune-up button. You put that battery in there, and it sucks all the sap out and charges them up from the bottom up. I'm going to tell you what we need to do is come hit the tune-up button. Just drain all us out and charge us up from the bottom up. Hey, man, peg the meter and walk out of here like a glow worm. Where you been, church? Where you been? Whoa, it's been good. You know how the house got full? It got noised abroad that Jesus is in the house. Quit griping about problems and start shouting about Him showing up, and the church house will get full. Everybody stand to your feet. I want to be the right kind.